Gentlemen Talk, coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 9/5/2019. It's a live show. And I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Things move quickly. And we had, not so long ago, we had a bull in the china shop. That excited us. That promised to bring back an America that we knew that it could be back to, a great America. And he's done quite a bit. But I'll tell you what, I do not know at this point why he's going to change or why he seems to be leaning towards that. And I will say this, if he thinks that he can pivot, if it's a conscious decision to pivot, because, oh boy, they got nowhere to go. They're certainly not going to vote for the socialists. At the same time, you have to think, if now the red flag laws, and if all of the quote-unquote, what all sounds so reasonable, the extended background checks. And when the Democrats say background checks, we already have background checks. The FBI does them. They screen for a variety of things, and they limit people, you know, who can get a gun, and they do a number of denials. But what they don't have is when you, as a grandfather or a father, decide to give your son or daughter that traditional family 22 rifle or 12 gauge shotgun, or even maybe even the old 410 that grandma used to use, okay? And if you want to give that to your, let's say your son, and let's say that your son at school wore a Trump hat and a Second Amendment shirt, and he got thrown out of school for inciting or doing something. And then now if you do a background check, which incidentally, they'll probably try to make any firearm possession a 21-year-old deal. So if your son or daughter that you'd like to give it to them when they're, oh, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, so you could get them started out hunting or doing trap shooting or just shooting targets on your farm or your ranch or your, you know, woods down the road where you hunt or what have you, or at the target range. So if you go ahead and do that, and he's now been cited or thrown out of school for wearing a MAGA hat, you see, well, then that'll probably show up and preclude you from giving your son that. And not only that, it'll probably bring a visit to your home as to why you would want to give a firearm to a dastardly, terrible domestic terrorist like your 10-year-old or 12-year-old son. Heaven forbid what they would call your daughter. So you say, well, you just give it. No, you don't give it to him, because if you do, then you are going to go to jail for a felony, you see. So then what this extended background check business is, you can't loan it to the person next door, to the woman whose husband's been, you know, doing this or that to her, or somebody who's out on a farm or something and they don't have a firearm, you know, like, or somebody who lives near a rural area and they're getting broken into all the time, or they've gotten confronted as they're going to their car or something like that. or they work late at night. They're a woman and they work late at night and they got to go out to the parking lot. So if you try to do that, you're now a felon, you see, under this thing. And if President Trump goes that way, then when he stood up in front of the Second Amendment crowd at the NRA convention, you see, and said, you know, we're going to keep the Second Amendment. We're the only ones that can. And every one of his events on the campaign trail and all the ones over the last couple of years, then all of that, then if he goes this route with the red flag laws, which basically amount to, and incidentally in the states where they've got a lot of them, there's quite a few states that do now, the law enforcement, not the peace officers. And I'm going to differentiate here tonight too. There's some real good peace officers in this world. And I know quite a few of them. Brother Greg Evenson was a peace officer. He didn't give you a ticket for going 1 mile an hour over the limit, you know, of a 75 mile per hour highway. If it was a nice sunny day, he probably just drove on down the road. On the other hand, if you were bad or not good, he could take you toe-to-toe and go toe-to-toe with two or three of you and come out a victor. But what Greg always talked about was keeping the peace, being part with the people, not being the overlord of the establishment, politicians, bankers, and Luciferians, not being the secret police. Oh, boy, 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 boy. I'm going to get this collar, you see. Oh, boy, 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 we're going to get this. It's revenue time. The county's out of money. And man, oh, man, or if you're like in the middle of Tennessee, what's that town allegedly in there, Crossville or somewhere, where you drive through there and you have a couple hundred bucks of cash. They'll just take that right off of you, man. They want to get you on spread on the hood of the car, go through your wallet, your cell phone, all your items, all your deals, you know. And if you got money on you, you're suspect of being a drug trafficker, and they're going to seize it, you see. Forfeiture, seizure, all this baloney, and they can do it without arresting you. So consequently, these red flag laws also, as well as the law enforcement officers, those who want to pay strict attention to the law. Oh, except when it comes to the head of the FBI, Comey, or McCabe, or Strzok, or Page, or lynch mob, who meets with the President Clinton, all right, when they're investigating his wife, or Brennan, or Clapper, who've lied to Congress, okay, perjured themselves to Congress, or also participated in an attempted coup d'etat against the duly elected President of the United States, who we went to bat for, we fought for, and people were proud to elect him when he had no chance, apparently. And now, if this president is going to squander the support of the deplorables of those people, and incidentally, those people who used to be the Walmart shoppers, well, I'm going to tell you what. Walmart's not going to sell you any ammunition because you see, are potential domestic terrorists. And I'll tell you what, I was sent this. This is satire. Satire, satire, satire. You know what satire is. This is a satire written piece. But nevertheless, let's just say Wally discontinues auto parts sales to prevent car accidents. Somewhere in Arkansas, in a bold move intended to curb thousands of deaths from vehicles each and every day, Wally has decided to stop selling auto parts, sources confirmed Tuesday. According to shocking reports, people have actually purchased car parts from Wally, and then those cars have been involved in accidents, proving a direct correlation between selling auto parts and causing deaths. So therefore, you see, we can no longer be complicit in an industry that kills over 3,000 people a day, said a spokesperson for Wally. Every time we sell a muffler, steering wheel cover, or flame decal, we are potentially causing the death of a person, and we cannot support that any longer. It's clear that bad drivers and poor road conditions don't cause vehicular deaths. Cars do. Wally execs said they're beating themselves with a stick to atone for the deaths they've already caused. Our consciences will only be clean when we've been mercilessly beaten once for each of the millions of deaths that have been caused by automobiles since we Wallys began selling auto parts, said one executive before solemnly beginning to beat himself, you see. Is that the way Rush used to do it? Yeah. Satire, satire, satirical piece sent to me courtesy of somebody in the Great Falls region. So we can't even be Walmart deplorables anymore, apparently. Although this piece was satire, 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 and an opinion of how ironic things can be, you see. Maybe gasoline. Maybe Bernie's got the right idea. We got to shut off the oil and gas industry, you see. Elizabeth Warren. Joe Biden got to get rid of the internal combustion engine. We're just going to take trains, like Ocasio-Cortez, just go ahead and take the train to Hawaii. Well, where did she grow up at? The Bronx? Yeah, I can see that. Maybe hanging out along the side of the road down near the old... Hunts Point Market? I don't know. That's a local joke. So anyway, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I will tell you that the thing is slipping quickly. Now, Congress comes back in session, I guess, next week. And basically they're talking about how President Trump, with the help of allegedly Jared and Ivanka, Jared Kushner and Ivanka Kushner, are talking about establishing a social credit score system to determine who can buy a gun. Oh, no, they may not call it exactly that, but that's what it would be. So here we are going toe-to-toe with the Red Chinese, and now President Trump, you're listening to Ivanka and to Jared, who are people that are privileged as you are, and I consider you different, Mr. President, because you're the president, but you have security guards with automatic weapons to protect these privileged, ultra-liberal, lefty, she-she New York City people. New Yorkers are the last people in the country, in terms of New York City, to write gun legislation. Because in New York City, the cops have guns, the rich people's hired security have guns, some criminals have guns, but you can't have a gun, okay, to defend yourself. In Chicago, you can't even have a knife of a certain length. All these cities that have got people laying around on the street corners now again because nobody will help them or take them to the shelter or to do something about them. But according to the articles, the Trump administration is considering launching a social credit score style system in coordination with big tech. And it's big tech that's suppressing your base, Mr. Trump. It's big tech that is going after you, President Trump. And that they would use big tech, would use spy data collected from Amazon, Google, and Apple devices to determine whether or not an individual can own a gun. The proposal is part of an initiative to create a Health Advanced Research Project Agency, HARPA. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe they're going to get your house GPSed and use the HARP to beam some frequency to have you electronically imprisoned, you see. And this HARPA project, which will be located in the Health and Human Services Department, reports the Daily Caller. The new agency would have a separate budget, and the president would be responsible for reporting its director. HARPA would employ breakthrough technologies with high specificity. In other words, they're going to target your butt and sensitivity for early diagnosis of neuropsychiatric violence. They're going to use, allegedly use Apple Watches, Amazon Echo, Google Home, etc. So it's an AI surveillance state rollout to surpass the nightmares of 1984 George Orwell. That's according to Alex Jones. In other words, the data collected from devices, and I would also include in this, social media, Facebooks, etc., Instagram, all of it. And let's go back to this diagnosis of neuropsychiatric violence, okay? Now, let me tell you about that. If you go into the American Psychiatric Association or whatever, all the different things, and the psychological association, all the different ones of the Shrinko World O, okay? And you go in and you look up definitions of things, and you will see, you might even see that Christians, those who literally believe in Lord Jesus as their Savior, and believe in the Word of the Lord in the Bible, that they are probably paranoid schizophrenic. But in the psychiatric world, Christianity is considered to be, and some other religions, to be somebody's doing that, they're insane. They have a condition, a psychiatric disorder. Because you see, the shrinks will tell you that God don't exist. So when they're talking about neuropsychiatric violence, you see, you don't have to create with a red flag law. You don't have to do any violence. You don't have to go out and shoot anybody. You don't have to do anything. Now, to a certain degree, I don't want a guy or woman or he, she, XYZ, 4379, it, you know, whatever the pronoun is this week, if they're out there and they're psychotic or really got bad problems mentally, that I do not want them necessarily to have a firearm. Because they might actually do something. However, what all of this presupposes is that there is no intelligence world, DARPA world, ultra-black military world, that is involved in doing mind control assassin programming or mind control programming for whatever purpose it is, whether it to be a presidential model, usually in the past a woman who had alternative personalities that were split out from her from a young age, usually through ritual abuse by Luciferian witchcraft, all the different items that have that sexual abuse tied in with the witchcraft, the black magic, all that kind of crap, which then forces the personality to split off somebody from that to protect themselves. I talked with Dr. Nick Begich one time, and I was at a... Where the heck was that? I was at, that was at Oak Grove, Missouri, at a Middle American Constitutional event. Let's see who else was there. Dr. Schroeder of the American Agriculture Movement and his old buddy, I think, who's passed, Tinker Spain, who had a ranch down in the Texas grassland and all of that. North Texas. But at that time, Nick Begich was there, and Nick had done the book, you know, Angels Don't Play This Harp. And he also was there, and then there was a person with him that was, happened to be, I believe her name was Bryce Taylor, and she wrote a book, and she was abused from a young age in Michigan as a kid by her father and the groups that his father belonged to, which happened to be some Luciferian types, but also some involved with government and the intelligence world. And she went on to say, and then she got married, and then her husband was involved. And one time, as you go down the line, apparently these things, they try to erase your memory of stuff by doing, you know, mind control things with drugs and also using, you know, electric guns, stun guns, and things like that to create erasers of memory and other techniques as well, including hypnotism involved with pain, drug hypnosis, etc., which is the old scale ways of doing it. And then now they could do it perhaps with satellite-directed scattered generation of frequencies to impact, what was that thing that I was told was the new definition of the new terminology about a year or so ago, of using the scalar weapons from above or from across the street or back behind your house or wherever. Satellite-directed scalar generation of frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. That's you as the being. They can give you a disease. They can make you so sleepy. Or excite you so much. Blah, 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 blah. So what all of this I'm getting at is, you also may remember Jesse Ventura's TV show. Used to be a lot of it was on YouTube, but most of that's gone now, I think. But if anybody still has the copy of it, you could look at it, where he went in with the guy, and they were talking about mind control assassins. And he went in, there was this guy just standing there, whatever, and the doctor is with him, and the guy says, hello, how you doing? And the doctor gave some kind of a cue. I don't know if it was a snap of the finger or a clap or a certain word like the woods are snowy, you know, dark and deep, you know, miles to go before you sleep, or whatever it was, that this guy then all of a sudden turned and walked down a certain thing, and Jesse Ventura is watching him go by, and then I guess the guy puts his hand up like he has a gun in it and starts pulling the trigger, all right? And then after that, the guy reverts and says, oh, hi, Jesse, I didn't know you were here, you know, whatever. So it's not like these MK Ultra, which was the name of the program, but there was MK Naomi, MK Artichoke, MK this, that, the other. All of the different types of programming levels. Laid in layer after layer after layer. And a lot of these shooters have been just that. I was alerted to it a number of years ago when Bo Greitz had a, Colonel Bo Greitz, who used to be on the radio back then, had an inkling that Buford R. Furo, the guy that shot up a Jewish, like elementary school or private school or wherever in California years ago. I think probably it was in the early 90s. Colonel Bo had an idea that that guy might work for the Pentagon. So he called the Pentagon switchboard and asked for the guy by name. They gave Colonel Bo Greitz a telephone exchange inside the Pentagon, and the guy said, this is Buford R. Furo, please leave a message. So that guy had been involved, just as allegedly the DC sniper. And what were the code words they used on him? We're saying the words Chief Moose of Montgomery County, Maryland. And Montgomery County now is a sanctuary county, where they just let out all the rapists, and they go and rape or abuse another little kid or another girl or boy, all right? After they've been deported 17 times and all of that. Meanwhile, in the same area of Maryland, which has a red flag law, you have somebody that says that a neighbor has firearms and he could be danger to them. He's flashed them at me or something, all right? And without any trial, jury, hearing, anything, you got the no-knock warrant of the law enforcement, of the law dog, John Law. I'm not talking about the peace officers, which even in Los Angeles there were peace officers. In the crossroads, there's peace officers. I've even known peace officers in Chicago, although they had some other things they had going on. You know? but they were not going to enforce every single law, all right? Of course, the guys that do that are like James Comey, like Andrew McCabe, like Strzok, Priestab, Page, Ors. They want to put you in the room and grind you, and if you say one thing different than you said the last time, if you call them by the wrong pronoun, you call them it rather than she or he, she or peachy or goopy boopy or whatever their pronoun is, then that's a lie. And meanwhile, the FBI, the DOJ, they can lie all they want and there is no justice. There's justice against you. They're going to hang you. They're going to come. They're going to have the neighbor, the LGBTQ 56739, he, she, it pronoun, who hates Christians and hates veterans and hates white people too. Even though I'm not white, I'm a Caucasian. Oh, well, I guess I am. I don't know. Maybe I've got about four or five different, you know, backgrounds. Without getting into that, I'm belaboring the point, aren't I? But President Trump, if you go along with all these red flag laws that allow the people that hate you as the president, the LGBTQ 5674329, Antifa, lefty, socialist, communist, demonic rats who hate you and who just love Red China, which if you go back to Wally, allegedly, there was an investigation a number of years ago, and it was started back then by people, you know, in the intelligence community, and also probably back then, good people in the FBI. And they noticed that there were feelers being put out by a certain large retailer to hire the top of the line signal intelligence people in signal intelligence world, journals, websites, things like that, where all the SIGINT, the NSA, and this one and that one, the other one, talks to each other. And they were all hired at big money, a lot of them, allegedly hired at big money. And that allegedly at some of these regional distribution centers, allegedly, it was found in investigations that allegedly this large retailer, which had partnerships with factories in Red China, that allegedly they were allowing Red Chinese, and when you have a partnership, allegedly, like a lot of factories in Red China do with American corporations, that the Red Chinese owners of the corporation or the factory, this is like usually the People's Republic, or, you know, the People's Chinese, Red Chinese Army. And the 2 or 3 or 10 commissars of the thing at the top. The she's and B's and all the different ones, you know. The Lee family, all the different ones. The Liu's, all the different ones. So allegedly, isn't it interesting that this relationship, vote of these factories, partners, and it's always Chinese own 51%, you might own 49 or whatever, all right? It's never 50-50. That they were bringing in people from the owners, the Chinese owners, which is the military, bringing in intelligence people, let's call them executives, into regional distribution centers, which then became private fusion centers, allegedly, that then also hired at big money top signal intelligence people from the United States, military, NSA, all the different things, the EIEIOs, and that those then constituted an essentially a red Chinese spy network in the United States. And if you couple that with an explosion of Chinese restaurants, and I love Chinese food, Sichuan, Mandarin, I like all different kinds of it. But when you have, like in the movies, as an example, you had in one movie a guy named Jet Li, an actor, who plays a red Chinese intelligence officer who comes to America and then comes to his uncle or great uncle's restaurant somewhere and operates out of that as a spy. So it wouldn't be interesting if a large retailer quit selling firearms and ammunition at the same time, may have partners that were red Chinese military. And maybe some of those red Chinese intelligence military even bought a president one time or tried to, and then gave the wife, who also ran for presidency, allegedly a large amount of money on several occasions as well. Wouldn't that be interesting then if that same group, which also may have a deal, you see, may have some kind of a government contract to be the distribution center for mandatory medications that will be necessary, perhaps allegedly necessary, during some kind of a biological weapon release, you know, like a plague, or some kind of a nuclear release where perhaps they need to give you potassium iodide pills or that kind of stuff, and also to perhaps just be a place where you can stay there safe with the concertina wire when it might go up at some day to protect you from the wild animals outside there, you know. And to keep you controlled so you can take your medication. And if you're bad, you'd be weeded out, you see. With the red flag laws and the HARPA. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. But this is ongoing. And I pray that President Trump will not go down the road. Though the proposal is starting, as a voluntary data collection scheme, allegedly aimed at finding a warning signs of mental illness. Well, you're mentally ill if you read, perhaps, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or Patrick Henry's speech or the Declaration of Independence, or if you read Thomas Jefferson's thoughts on why you should take up, firearms and use them and learn to use them. The discipline of that. Or if you question that Oswald did not be the lonely assassin of JFK. Or if you question that, low nut house painters. Don't shoot by mistake, Anton Cermak, you know, or lone crazy house painters. Don't shoot a Garfield, or you see what I'm saying? Or white supremacists hired, you know, and roamed around with, and voiced through the white supremacy of St. Louis in the day. The veiled prophet Baal, you see. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, talking there about it. And then now, as that relates to Epstein, they killed Oswald, they killed Ruby, they killed all kind of other witnesses, didn't they, in JFK? And I've talked directly, you know, with, Robert Groden, the former House Select Committees on Assassinations photographic expert, talked to him for quite a while about this stuff one time in Dealey Plaza in the pergola. But here we got even the RFK assassin, Sirhan Sirhan, and people don't know history, think that Sirhan Sirhan shot RFK. Well, Sirhan Sirhan had a, I believe, a 9-shot, 22 long rifle caliber revolver. But as I recall, the wound was shot in the back of RFK's head, was allegedly a wound from a 38 special. Now, there just happened to be, allegedly, somebody with mob ties, a security guard, allegedly, who's been in numerous books and publications, was a guy named, I believe his name, allegedly, Eugene Thane Cesar, who then, after all of that stuff, moved to the Philippines to get away for quite some time. But in that scene there, in that hotel, there's too many bullet holes all over the place, you see. And then the L.A. detectives, you know, those wonderful ones that investigated O.J. Simpson, you know, and all of that. But allegedly there was a 38 special revolver in the holster of the security guard that was providing security and walking about a pace or two behind RFK in the old Ambassador Hotel. But now old Sirhan Sirhan, who old Rosie Greer and Rafer Johnson, the big athletes, grabbed him and were getting the gun away from him. You've heard, if you've never heard the videotape of that or the audio of it, you should. But what you may not know is that Sirhan Sirhan was involved in a self-hypnosis program. And he also talked about this woman in the polka dot dress, which was sort of like the Q, or the, you know, the C-U-E, the high sign, that when he saw that lady in the polka dot dress, a program that he was laid in on him was activated. And he provided the diversion in the area of the kitchen, going through the kitchen of that hotel, which then got everybody's attention when he started popping the 22 up. And then the big football player, Rosie Greer, and the Rafer Johnson, the Olympic athlete, go to jump in on him and wrench it away. Well, then that gave the opportunity for him to kill shot from the back, didn't it? Allegedly. So you see, it's all coming down to cases. Now, in Odessa, Texas, the neighbor already complained to the police about Ator, okay? And the neighbor who killed 7 people in West Texas described it as a violent, aggressive person that would fire his guns at all hours of the night. Rocio Gutierrez tells the Associated Press that her family has lived near Seth Ator for the past 5 months, but she said they were afraid of him. Gutierrez said Ator would go out at night and shoot at animals, mostly rabbits. She also said Ator recently came over and knocked on their door around 4 a.m., but they didn't answer because it was frightening. But you see, when they called to let the police know about it, the police allegedly could not find Ator's house. Then apparently Ator also dialed up the FBI hotline right before he goes on his spree. Well, how did he know that he was going to go on his spree when, you see how this works, when allegedly the spree was caused, apparently, by a stop by a police car, it was either a sheriff's deputy or a local police car, does the stop on Ator, which then he produces allegedly the 223, although I've never seen a photograph or picture of that. And he allegedly then shoots them and starts the thing off. But what I wonder is where is the videotape or the audio tape of what Ator said to the FBI? And was he talking to some old-time COINTELPRO FBI? Was he talking to James Comey's ghost? Or Strzok or McCabe's avatar? What was he talking to? Maybe one of the old Div 5s, you know, from some time ago. We are headed down the road, ladies and gentlemen, to where somebody can just say that you're a danger to themselves, to you or to them, and then cause, as in Maryland it happened and other places, a no-knock warrant at 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, which then the guy that lives in the house, if you hear a door break out in the kitchen or somewhere or downstairs, and you hear it, you wake up, what do? You go to the nightstand and you get your pistol or your revolver or you grab your pump shotgun or whatever's at the bedside there and you get down the road. Maybe you grab your flashlight and you stealthily creep up and down and you go out into the hall and then all of a sudden, when they go out in the hall, let's say he's got a pistol, then about 2 or 3 of the hut SWAT boys with a no-knock warrant just unload all their magazines on him and shoot him 30 or 40 times. What all the man is doing is responding to a burglar sound in the home. And police, you say, it's the police, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Well, if I was a burglar, which I'm not, but if you're a burglar and you're coming in and you want to rip them up, you want to wake them up and do all of that, get the secret code to the secret code or find out where the wife keeps the money in the underwear drawer or the checkbook or whatever, maybe you would pretend to be police officers and shout, hut, 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 okay? So I love the peace officers out there. And a peace officer might have a quick draw, and when there's a real bad guy, he might just pull and put an old canoe right through the old brain pan, all right? Or pop, pop, fizz, fizz, you know? Two in the head, two in the heart, whatever. So I don't mind that if they're bad guys. But whatever happened on a red flag, maybe informing a person by a normal process serving that they were to come to court to a hearing to adjudicate whether or not their firearms were being confiscated. That's due process. If we go to anything else besides that, then what is going to happen is civil war, ironically perhaps caused by Shishi, New York children who are protected by machine gun toting security guards, but have no understanding of handling of firearms or hunting or a culture or the real reason for the Second Amendment, which was to protect the liberties of the United States from the redcoats from those enemies of the United States of freedom that were agents of the crown. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, reading out of the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen, which must be now a terrorist, domestic terrorist document, which I do recall Alex Jones in a video years ago, after a training session by Department of Homeland Security, gave training to police and firemen in Kansas City, Missouri, back then in the 90s, and it was videotaped for posterity by somebody on a fire department out in Junction City or somewhere in Kansas. And then in that video, the DHS little weasel guy says that the founding fathers were terrorists. And that Jesus was also a terrorist. So then under the Chinese social score, the founding fathers of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all of them, Adams, all of them, you know. A couple of my relatives. That if you thought like they did, that you would have the lowest social score and your properties would all be taken. Monticello would not exist. Mount Vernon would not exist. There would be no United States of America. There would be no Declaration of Independence, no Constitution, no Bill of Rights, no Electoral College, no presidency, no House, no Senate, no judiciary. There would just be King George and Crown agents. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the United States people or people in America, to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The Declaration of Independence is part of the law of the land. Now, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Let's go to another one in that. The right of the people, this is the Fourth Amendment, to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Then he said, well, they have a no-knock warrant. Well, they also had a FISA court warrant. But it was all a lie, wasn't it? So when you have a William P. Barr, who back at one point in time, which I've read to you, out of Terry Reed's book, Terry Reed and John Cummings, Compromise, Clinton Bush of the CIA, an SPI book, that's Sapolsky Publishing. That book was published about 94. See if you can get a copy of it, and you'll read modern history, and you'll understand a lot of stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that Lord Jesus would protect everybody in the entire area where Dorian is at. And I pray that for those in the Bahamas as well as in anywhere in the United States, and it still might hit, and it is still causing trouble. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand. Protect your family, your property, against all evil. Regardless of what comes as a demon or a long walker, a fallen angel, or a cyborg robot, stand up to him. You got the power of the blood of Jesus. And you better turn in tomorrow night for a guest. Good night.